Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." This is the gospel of the Lord, the good news. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Well, grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. It's around this time of year, every once in a while, that the conversation gets brought up. The cute little phrase, "Remember the reason for the season." There are people, too, who stand on their little soapboxes and shout, "We must put the Christ back into Christmas." I have a confession to make. These conversations annoy me to no end. Truth is, as much as I love the reason for the season and the Christ in Christmas, I also love tacky Christmas lights. Glitter all over the place. My favorite Christmas songs aren't in the hymnal. They're White Christmas. Or the Christmas song, "Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire." Right? I love those songs. I love even the campy, silly ones. I love the fun of Christmas. Now, why am I talking about Christmas in Advent? We're not there yet, right? When we get wrapped up this time of year in preparing for Christmas, we do have a tendency to lose sight of the reason of the season. As much as I hate to yield the conversation to those shouting from their soapboxes, but we do. This Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, comes fresh on the heels, yes, of Thanksgiving, but also of Black Friday. How many went out and shopped this weekend? A few, yeah? Good, yeah? I did not, but one of the things we did honor, a tradition we honored this weekend, my kids and I, is we went to the St. Paul Bagelry on Saturday afternoon for lunch. We do this every Saturday after my daughter Loanna's dance class. We go to Roseville and sit down at this great bagel shop called the St. Paul Bagelry. Now, when we get there most Saturdays, the line is to the door. The place is packed. Everyone there. It's impossible even to find a spot in the parking lot. They're good bagels, I gotta say. It's really pretty good. It's worth it. Well, this Saturday, I had to take a panoramic picture of the whole place to send to my wife Emily just to prove the power of a holiday weekend and a little bit of snow mixed in for fun. It was a ghost town. There was nobody there. We were the only ones there. There was one guy at the counter and still, it seemed, the same amount of staff people working. Everyone was out busy doing their things, either celebrating their holiday time with their family or out shopping or traveling. This time of year is a busy, busy time. Too busy, it would seem, even for a good bagel on a Saturday afternoon. Yet in that busyness, we are pretty good at losing track of the reason for the season. With all of the planning and prepping, the shopping and the schlepping, we are busy, 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 distracted, you might even say, from the reason for the season. Now, the reason for the season I want to talk about this morning is not Christmas, but Advent. The reason for this season. Our gospel text this morning, though it comes from Matthew's gospel instead of Luke, where we have been for the last year, we still hear some of those familiar words, don't we? This text, much like the text we have heard these last few weeks of this past church year, we begin our church year in the same place with some apocalyptic language from Jesus. With Jesus talking about some scary stuff. Now, there are multi-million dollar industries and entire Christian denominations founded on language like the language we read, in fact, the exact language we read in Matthew's gospel today. Pastors on television who have built an entire career on teachings like this, and our need to know who is in and who is out. Which of us will be in the field and swept away, and which of us will be left behind? How many remember those books? The Left Behind books. There is a lot wrapped up in this messaging around what will happen when the end comes. What will happen when the Lord returns, who will be in and who will be out. But just like all of that planning and prepping and shopping and schlepping, these words have a tendency to distract us. We want to know who's in, who's out. We want to know what we're supposed to do to make the grade. We want to know, we want to know, we need to know. But when we get wrapped up into the who's in, who's out kinds of questions, we lose track of what Jesus is telling us. Keep awake. Be prepared. I've talked about this before, certainly on Wednesday nights, maybe even from here, but I'm a fan of bumper stickers, even though I don't have any on my car. I love looking at them, especially if they're funny. And one of my favorites of all time is, Jesus is coming, look busy. Right? Ooh, hurry up. I'm just putting things away here. I'm doing the good job, Jesus. Jesus is coming, look busy. There are plenty of ways we can busy ourselves when awaiting the coming of the Lord. We can busy ourselves preaching and proselytizing, seeking to save the souls of everyone we meet. We can busy ourselves enumerating all of the good qualities and reasons that Jesus should look our way when the day comes. We can even busy ourselves enumerating all the ways in which this world has fallen into sin and despair and should be cast aside. There are many ways we can choose to busy ourselves, but it's important, especially in this season of Advent, that we occupy ourselves with the work God has called us to do. Jesus calls us to keep awake, to be prepared, to look for the coming of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God as Isaiah describes it. When God shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples, they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. When we remember the reason for the season, this Advent, let us remember Jesus' call to keep awake, to be prepared for the coming of the kingdom of God that Isaiah describes, where we will learn war no more. Now, I know many of you are not out wielding swords and spears, but we have words, don't we? We have actions that we choose to make or choose not to make. We have ways of busying ourselves with violence, hatred, judgment, self-righteousness, rather than doing the good work, the hard work of keeping awake and helping to realize God's vision of the kingdom of heaven here on earth in our midst, by giving, by loving, by sharing, by caring for one another. So as we move through this Advent season, let us not be too busy to forget what God has called us to do. Let us keep awake. Amen.